other business. And the first one under other business is case number 10,548. And gentlemen, this is a request for a rehearing.
Mr. Chairman, I think I made my feelings and opinions known last meeting. You know, we're all aware there was a sunroom, and the owner said that she would incur the cost for removal of all the all of the encroachments. Mm-hmm. I don't feel that it's our job to determine what's fair or just. That's for a court of law, and you know, we're only to decide if it meets the standards, which we decided it didn't. And yeah, my opinion, we already did that. So I really don't have any interest in wasting any more time to rehear the case.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Excuse me. John makes a good point there. I guess I'd like to hear what the rest of you have to say also about it.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
I sort of agree with John. I don't think request for a hearing is needed.
Mr. McCabe?
I'd be willing to listen at it again.
Okay. I'm listening to it again.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the thing John has said is the owner did say that she would incur the cost to correct the issue.
You know, I've thought about it since then. I mean, you know, if it had been properly done from the beginning, and they came before this board and asked for that, more likely we would have not approved it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did have some concerns about the applicant. You know, not the applicant necessarily. Depend. First, you need to define applicant. Is it the owner of the property, or is it the person that's leasing it?
Right.
I had concerns for the leaser, the person leasing, in that I would have had to believe that the owner said, okay, well, you do what the, you know, we'll do this. In fact, in some cases, did the building themselves.
Right.
You know, but even given that, you know, that's the type of thing a court of law is to determine, in my opinion, and not, you know, what's fair and just. The fact that none of the requests meet the standards for granting of variances, I think that, you know, given the enormity of the request, that we wouldn't have granted any of those.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly since the owner of the property has agreed to, you know, incur those costs, and, you know, and settle up, then, you know, why should we?
Mm-hmm.
This is the way I feel.
Okay.
And really, that was part of the problem to begin with, the owner.
Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that she stood before here and said she had no control, well, she does have control.
Mm.
She owns the property. Does. She has absolute control what goes on there. You know, she obviously had enough control to do some of the building. So,
to approve the building and the permits.
So, you know, she stood here in front of us and said that she would incur those costs of making it right. Let her do it.
I think she knew, too. You know, she knew what was going on there. I think she just told the people that we'll do this.
Mm-hmm. It was certainly... Yeah, I don't think I need to elaborate further. That's just the way I feel, so.
Okay. So, and if everyone's ready to vote, then the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we deny the request for rehearing.
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny the request for a hearing for case number 10,548. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Motion denied. Your request for rehearing has been denied. Okay, next is case number 10,000.